As its population ages, New England is projected to produce fewer high school graduates in the decade ahead, but one group is expected to grow: first-generation college students. In recent history, first-generation students have not gone on to graduate from college at the same rate as the population at large, and that's due to a number of factors. As part of our WBUR Edify series, Small Colleges, Big Challenges, reporter Max Larkin visited Pine Manor College in Brookline, where getting those first-generation students to commencement is a high-stakes mission.
Lisa Rodriguez never expected to enroll at Pine Manor College. And once she was there, she wasn't always sure she'd make it through.
My junior year, I thought I wouldn't be able to stay. I was going to owe close to $8,000, and my parents said, I have nowhere to pull for you to get this.
But Rodriguez found a way. She graduated in 2006. And 10 years ago, she returned to Pine Manor as a member of staff. Now she's the Associate Dean of Student Affairs. But she still remembers being a first-generation student on this campus, like 85% of Pine Manor's current enrollment. That comes with challenges, not just money concerns, but daunting academic demands and feelings of isolation.
It gets really hard really fast for our students, and so that's where we kind of step in to understand their struggles, really, and then support them through it.
In that way, Pine Manor's present may provide a glimpse into other colleges' futures. America is still growing in diversity and inequality. And as college degrees become more coveted, students like those at Pine Manor are becoming a more and more visible presence at many of the nation's private colleges. But Anthony Jack, a sociologist at Harvard, says it's not enough to admit those students in greater numbers.
You still have to pay attention to the way in which the norms that operate in higher education ostracize lower-income, first-gen, or non-traditional students.
Visiting office hours, landing internships, forming clubs, and building networks. Those norms can be hard to master, and many colleges still fail to teach them. One result has been long odds for those students. A study released earlier this year found that of low-income, first-generation students who enrolled in college in 2011, only 21% got a bachelor's degree within 6 years. More than a third dropped out. When he took over 3 years ago, Pine Manor's president, Tom O'Reilly, inherited a mission to beat those odds. But with his background in business, he's embraced it with entrepreneurial zeal. For one thing, he rewrote every staff member's job description so that it begins,
"The purpose of this position is to grow the graduation rate at Pine Manor College by," and then you fill it in. You work with your manager, you figure out how you're going to help.
The college's admissions team has started to seek out students who show character traits like aspiration and persistence. The average cost that students pay to attend Pine Manor remains among the lowest for the state's private colleges, just under $21,000 a year. Sophomore Ivan Hernandez is a first-gen student born in El Salvador. He was drawn to Pine Manor by the generous financial aid. But as a nature-loving biology major, there was another attraction.
The environment, the trees, the pine trees and all that, just fell in love with that.
Like many of his classmates, Hernandez works long hours during the week. He commutes by bus from Norwood to the Brookline campus and returns in time to report to his job in a restaurant. He has relied on the tutoring the school provides and the understanding of his professors.
If you send in an email saying, I'm going through this right now and I'm not sure if I'm going to focus so much on this test, can I do another day? They will change the deadline. They accommodate things, you know.
Pine Manor's variable enrollment hovers around 300 students. That small size makes the college vulnerable, but it also allows staff to be more accommodating. For the first time this summer, the college welcomed students' entire families to campus for freshman orientation. And staff keep room for comeback students who might leave the campus to start a family or deal with one of life's other inevitable detours. College officials say their efforts are paying off. This year's new students seem uncommonly at home on campus and engaged in class. And college officials say the graduation rate has hit a recent high of 43%, a few points ahead of the national average for four-year colleges, given the students they serve. And yet, that means Pine Manor is still worse than a 50-50 proposition for those who enroll. For staff like Lisa Rodriguez, that can sting.
That's the thing I grapple and struggle with the most. I'd never want to see a student inquire debt and then leave with nothing.
And then there's the college itself. This new phase of Pine Manor's history has been bumpy. Since 2012, it's twice been placed on probation by accreditors, only to be removed after showing improvement. Its long-term future is far from certain. Rodriguez says she hopes people come to value the college for what it is and what it hopes to be, among the best colleges for the students who have the most to gain from college. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.